Do you know what the word revenge means? Yes, it has to do with hurting or punishing someone who has hurt or harmed you in some way. Do you think revenge is a good idea? Hello everyone, I'm Kathleen Pelly. Welcome to Journey with Story. Usually, I think most of us would say it's really not a good idea to go around taking a revenge on someone who's hurt us, because that just causes more hurt, and that can't be a good thing. Still, today's story is called The Honey Guide's Revenge, and honey guide is a type of bird, but it's really not so much that the honey bird takes revenge on a young man. It's really that he just teaches him a lesson. Let's see how that turns out. Before we begin, thanks to all of our Patreon subscribers who really help us to keep this podcast ad-free for our listeners. And if you haven't already done so, you might consider becoming a Patreon subscriber. Go to www.journeywithstory.com and hit on the Patreon button. Now let's take a journey with The Honey Guide's Revenge, a tale from Africa. This is the story of Ngedi, the honey guide, and a greedy young man named Ginger L. One day, while Ginger L was out hunting, he heard the call of Ngedi. Ginger L's mouth began to water at the thought of honey. He stopped and listened carefully, searching, until he saw the bird in the branches above his head. The little bird rattled as he flew to the next tree and the next. And he called, stopping from time to time to be sure that Ginger L followed. After half an hour, they reached a huge wild fig tree. Ngedi hopped about madly among the branches. He then settled on one branch and cocked his head at Ginger L as if to say, "Here it is, come now, what is taking you so long?" Ginger L couldn't see any bees from under the tree, but he trusted Ngedi. So Ginger L put down his hunting spear under the tree, gathered some dry twigs and made a small fire. When the fire was burning well, he put a long dry stick into the heart of the fire. This wood was especially known to make lots of smoke while it burned. He began climbing, holding the cool end of the smoking stick in his teeth. Soon he could hear the buzzing of the busy bees. They were coming in and out of a hollow in the tree trunk, their hive. When Ginger L reached the hive, he pushed the smoking end of the stick into the hollow. The bees came rushing out, angry and mean. They flew away because they didn't like the smoke, but not before they had given Ginger L some painful stings. When the bees were out, Ginger L pushed his hands into the nest. He took out handfuls of the heavy comb, dripping with rich honey and full of fat white grubs. He put the comb carefully in the pouch he carried on his shoulder and started to climb down the tree. Ngedi eagerly watched everything that Ginger L was doing. He was waiting for him to leave a fat piece of honeycomb as a thank you offering to the honey guide. Ngedi flittered from branch to branch, closer and closer to the ground. Finally, Ginger L reached the bottom of the tree. Ngedi perched on a rock near the boy and waited for his reward. But Ginger L put out the fire, picked up his spear and started walking home, ignoring the bird. Ngedi called out angrily. Ginger L stopped and stared at the little bird and laughed aloud. "Ha! You want some honey, do you, my friend? Ha! But I did all the work and got all the stings. Why should I share any of this lovely honey with you?" Then he walked off. Ngedi was furious. This was no way to treat him. But he would get his revenge. One day, several weeks later, Ginger L again heard the honey call of Ngedi. He remembered the delicious honey and eagerly followed the bird once again. After leading Ginger L along the edge of the forest, Ngedi stopped to rest in a great umbrella thorn. Ah, thought Ginger, the hive must be in this tree. He quickly made his small fire and then he began to climb with the smoking branch in his teeth. Ingedi sat and watched. Ginger climbed, wondering why he didn't hear the usual buzzing. Perhaps the hive is deep in the tree, he thought to himself. He pulled himself up another branch, but instead of the hive, he was staring into the face of a leopard. Leopard was very angry at having her sleep so rudely interrupted. She narrowed her eyes, opened her mouth to reveal her very large and very sharp teeth. Before Leopard could take a swipe at Gingell, he rushed down the tree. In his hurry, he missed a branch and landed with a heavy thud on the ground, twisting his ankle. He hobbled off as fast as he could. Luckily for him, Leopard was still too sleepy to chase him. Ingedi, the honey guide, had his revenge, and Gingell learned his lesson. And so, when the children of Gingell hear the story of Ingedi, they have respect for the little bird. Whenever they harvest honey, they make sure to leave the biggest part of the comb for Honey Guide. So, what do you think this story's souvenir is? What nugget of truth about life, what lesson about living in the world does it teach us? Yes, it must have something to do with remembering to be fair and just and generous with anyone who helps you and not to be mean and ungrateful to them. Now remember, you can send us your drawings at www.journeywithstory.com. Click on the contact button and download your drawing on the form there. Cheerio then, join me next time for Journey with Story. Music and post-production was by Colette Jonas.